Legislative leaders and Governor Cuomo met for the first time together in over a month, and they focused on an issue they had originally hoped to settle in the budget, the expansion of gambling in New York.
Today was mainly about casinos,
says Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos. Lawmakers in 2012 achieved first passage of a constitutional amendment that would allow up to 7 new gambling parlors in the state. But Governor Cuomo says he'd prefer to begin with just 3 casinos located upstate for now. He says the fixing of the ailing upstate economy is the single greatest challenge he faces, and a gambling center could help.
A potential big regional economic generator would be a casino resort destination.
Senator Skelos would like to see a casino sited downstate as well, perhaps on Long Island, where he is from. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is on board with a downstate location as long as it is not in Manhattan, where the speaker lives. And there are other differences that still need to be resolved, including who will have the power to choose exactly where the new casinos will be located. The governor wants to appoint what he says would be an independent commission to choose the sites and the vendors. Cuomo says he has concerns that the siting process could become too political or could create a conflict of interest.
The state has not had good experience in the past with siting casinos. It became a very messy situation.
A former state inspector general's report raised questions about the way the gambling corporation AEG was chosen to run slot-like machines at the Aqueduct racetrack, alleging that pay-to-play activities could have occurred. No charges have been filed. But legislators say they want some input over where the casinos are ultimately built and that it can't all be left up to a commission appointed by the governor. Senate Republican leader Skelos says New York voters also need to know where the casinos will be before they are asked to approve the deal.
If you want to be successful in the vote, I think voters have the right to know whether there's going to be one in their region, actually not even successful. It's a matter of people would have the right to know. People feel very strongly both ways, and some people may want to know if it's in their area. They may vote against it, may vote for it.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver agrees.
We don't believe you can pass an amendment and just say to the public, trust us.
Some lawmakers have expressed concern about the timing of the next steps in the gambling expansion process. In order to alter the state's constitution, 2 consecutively elected legislatures must approve the change. It then goes to voters for final approval. Legislators originally planned to have voters consider the proposal this November. But this year, there are no statewide races, though there are major competitions for mayor in New York City and county executive on Long Island. Some supporters of casino gambling worry that the turnout for the downstate races will dwarf the more low-key local races upstate. If there's no casino plan for the New York City area and only ones upstate, voters downstate might not be in favor of the amendment or simply be uninterested in the matter and skip the proposal altogether. In 2014, however, there will be a governor's race, and more upstaters will likely turn out at the polls. Cuomo says he's not ruling out waiting an extra year to hold the vote in order to improve its chances of passage.
That would be another option that I would be open to.
Cuomo says even if the public vote is delayed, the casino siting legislation would still need to be passed this year. That's based on a decades-old opinion issued by a former state attorney general who said the constitutional amendment votes by the legislature need to happen in consecutive years, and they can't skip a year in between votes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.